Hello, everyone. How are we doing today? Office hours. Chat, attendees. Y'all let me know you can hear me. Let's see, there's attendees. Awesome. Thank you, Malia. All right. We are ready to get started. Whoever wants to get coached, raise your hand. It's just kind of a gloomy day today, but at least it's, let me turn this lamp off and see how this works. I think I like that better. It's not quite as bright, but that's all right. Okay. Who wants to get on first? I hope y'all have seen Corinne's live from earlier this morning about possibly winning entrance to camp and a $500 voucher for travel or hotel or whatever you want to spend it on. If you share information about our opening next week. So if y'all haven't seen that live, go back to the Facebook page and just look for the live that she did this morning. It's only about 10 minutes long and just explains what we want y'all to do in terms of just sharing info about the tribe in Facebook and or Instagram. And also y'all are going to get an email about it, or you may have already gotten an email about it this afternoon. So that's what's going on. So we've got a new group of newbies starting. I know that Amaka, it might have been you that said it'll be weird to not be a newbie anymore, right? So that y'all that have been here for a few months now, your tribal elders, I know we were talking about doing a ceremony or something like, you are now a tribal elder. I don't know what we would do, but it's awesome. So, I mean, and I almost feel like y'all, like members come in now and they know so much because they've been listening to the podcast and they've, you know, a lot of them have been in the groupie group. And so they know so much already coming in, you know? So that's a little bit different than we used to have folks that would join in the past who just had seen maybe by word of mouth, somebody had told them about the tribe, or they'd maybe seen something in Facebook, but before the podcast and everything, it was, they didn't know what way they were getting into. So those are our really, old tribal elders like me, for example, that started, I mean, it has been like 12 years ago now. Crazy. Okay. Y'all, who wants to get coached? I'm going to, after this, I'm going to go shopping for some clothes for camp. I think I'm going to go down the street to the TJ Maxx, see what I can get. I need to get a couple of pairs of jeans that I just feel really good in. A lot of my stuff right now is a little snug. And I've just decided that life is too short for me to walk around in clothes that I'm not totally comfortable in, you know? And y'all should believe that too, where, you know, we all kind of have different seasons of life and different, actually Heidi put up a quote today that I saved because I loved it. Like every season of life teaches us something, right? And so let me see if I can find it because I love the quote and I wanted to, we're saved. Oh, I have to go to regular Facebook, but, you know, every season teaches us something, right? So it's not a, let's see, here we go. Appreciate where you are in your journey, even if it's not where you want to be. Every season serves a purpose. And I love that concept of seasons of life, right? Where some of you all are in a season of life where you have young children and you're kind of all into their activities and things like that. Some of you are empty nesters. Some of you are like me and you don't have kids and you're I'm newly married. So it's just like, you know, you never know where you are. But I even think you should just want to be where you are, no matter where you are, right? I mean, and it's possible to like where you are and also want to be different and want to be at a different place. So that's something to think about, because you got to love yourself, you know, wherever you are, and meet yourself where you are. So, all right, Jennifer, let's get on here. There you are. Hey, you have to do join audio. There you are.
I did it.
Yay. Hi. How are you?
Hey. Good.
What's going on?
A realization today.
Okay.
I did yesterday with, I asked a question for Corinne, and I've been wanting to spend money, and I've come to a realization that the reason I'm wanting to spend money is I've been home with the kids for 20 years, and I've always spent money on them. Well, now that they're all going to be in college this fall, it's just me. So who am I going to spend the money on?
Well, and why do you have to spend money, period?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and like, what do you make it mean to spend money on either them or your, what do you just make it mean to spend money, period?
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Why is it fun?
Well, I talked with David this morning about it. Growing up, and I know that's way back when, but it was a live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And so when we got money and it didn't have to go to bills, they were like, oh, we can go do stuff. We can go and spend and, you know. Well, David this morning said, you know, we've been married 24 years. And have you been deprived of anything, you know, or, you know, if that, you know, I've met all of your needs, you know, or want, and so I guess it's more I'm wanting than actually needing, if that makes any sense.
So it all depends on why. So why are you wanting, you know, why are you wanting?
That is a good question, and I don't have a good answer for it yet.
I mean, it could be just as simple as it's just a habit, you know, that just like overeating, right, or whatever. It's just a habit, but you're always getting, again, just like overeating, you're always getting something from it, and that's one of the questions in the recovery worksheet, where, you know, what is this doing for you? What is this, what need is this meeting for you? What feeling is this giving to you? It always serves a purpose. And so if you can figure that out, then you can decide if you want to keep doing it or not, but at least you're clear on why and what it's doing for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
because I need to.
Go ahead.
I need to pay off another credit card. I've got several I need to pay off. One is done, but I still, and so I keep in the back of my head saying, okay, I need to save this money to pay on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then if I need anything, I can always go to David and said, okay, this is what I need. And then he'll pay for it. So I don't know where my disconnect is from one. I don't know. I mean, he'll give me the money if I ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I getting all tied up in my own thoughts?
Answer your own question.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm just going to stand here and listen.
Well, I guess it's because it's now, and I know it's been our money in a way. But I think there's still that stigma of it's been his money this whole time. And now that I have a job, I have my money. So now that I have my money, I can do what I want.
But you also kind of said that you could do what you wanted before in terms of you could ask, always ask him.
Yeah, I know.
But what is different about you? What's different about you spending your money versus asking him for money?
I spend him money. I feel like I have to give a reason, even though I don't. I still have that underlying thing of, okay, this is why I need this money, and this is what I want. And I guess I shouldn't be bothered by that.
Do you always have a reason that you like that you give him?
Probably not. And that's why I think that's the problem. I mean, yes, I want it, but yet I don't really need it. And so if I don't have a good reason for him, then I don't have a good reason for me.
And I mean, and you're forced to have a reason when you ask him. Whereas, you know, if it's your money and you just can go out and spend it, you don't have to think about that reason. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to, you know. And, but in reality, you justify it no matter what, but you probably, you know, if it's your own money, you just justify it saying, this is my money and I'll do what I want with it. But do you like that reason?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like that reason. Because I need,
because you know what you need to do with it instead.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you said earlier. So here's, I mean, really the solution to this is probably not super fun, but it is. It is to save the money and do with it what you know you need to do with it. And then that's when all the thoughts will come up that you're looking for in terms of, you know, when you have an urge to spend it, you know, again, just like food, when you have an urge to spend it and you tell your brain, nope, we're saving this, we're paying off this other credit card. That's when your brain will go crazy and give you all the reasons and all the justifications and all the, you know, but you just decide that those are not good enough reasons for me to change my mind and to not follow my plan. Again, just like food. Because you have a plan for your money, just like we make a plan for our food.
Right.
And
I've been doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you've been coached on that before. And so, And so it's just, you know, going off plan with your money is just like going off plan with food. So, and you know, when folks are looking for a reason, like, why did I eat that? Why did I go off plan? I always say, you know, commit to doing your plan tomorrow, no matter what. And then your brain will tell you what it wants to do instead and why.
Okay.
And, you know, it'll give you the reason. It'll give you the, what the spending is doing for you. What the spending, satisfies in your life, or what feeling it creates in your life for you. That'll come up pretty clearly because you're allowing that urge and you're not responding to it. And it's very, very uncomfortable. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think for you, probably it's just the spending, you know, is a habit. And so, you know, that's been reinforced over and over again. And so your brain just wants to keep doing what it's always done. And then, and then it gives you probably some sort of relief or pleasure. You probably show love to your kids, you know, through buying them things, and show love to yourself and your husband maybe. So it's, you know, it can be good stuff, right? But it's, you know, kind of figuring that out and then deciding, okay, is this what I want to do? Or do I want to, you know, go back to this plan that I've already made in terms of paying off the credit card? So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Anything else?
And then I have a good thing. I've lost 6 pounds this month.
Awesome. So do you think that's kind of connected to your work on your spending?
Yeah, I've lost the weight, so now I want to spend money on about it. That's my, you know.
Your reward or your...
Yeah, my reward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of work on like opening your mind up to a reward that's not food, that's not spending any money, but what else could it be, you know? Open your mind up to that.
Okay.
And see what you come up with. And post in the Facebook group and tag me and let me know what you came up with.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank
All right.
You.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Jennifer has done several calls on overspending, and I think we're going to be making a page on the website about money or spending or something, you know, so that, because a lot of y'all have asked about those kind of calls. So, Judith, you are up next. Hello. You'll have to do join audio when it comes up on your phone. Should be down at the bottom in the middle.
There we go. Okay. All right. How are you today?
Good.
I like your hair.
Thank you.
Some of what Jennifer said kind of struck home. It's not necessarily overspending or anything like that. But this morning I actually spent time. Mm-hmm. I have spent time doing work in the tribe and journaling, and I guess I'm just, I think I'm really just calling in and go, okay, you know what? It works. And that seems to be what my calls usually are. But so I finally reviewed my week and in my notebook was journaling and realized that like, okay, I didn't overeat. I ate a lot off plan because I didn't plan. And the excuse I want to use is, oh, I don't have time. And really sitting down with my thoughts in the quiet of my own home today, when, you know, that's a pretty crummy excuse because mm-hmm. I have the same amount of time every day as everybody else does. Mm-hmm. And that it, and yeah, I did. There was a lot of emotional turmoil. Not that I got sucked up in it, but work is crazy. Life, you know, just it gets crazy. And it was like, so I used that as the excuse of, oh, I don't have any time. And it was like, you're an idiot. Well, that was not nice of me to say to myself.
Okay, good. Glad you caught that.
I catch that. I'm catching that, and I'm catching when I'll do probably, and then I'll go, no. Mm. I will, or
you
I
will, know. Yes.
You know, but really coming up with that reason of, you know, just plan. And I know my Marco Polo group, we talk about, you know, write it on a piece of paper, or you can write it anywhere. It doesn't have to be in your notebook. And I have done that. This week I did not, you know, so it was like, okay, the data shows weight was fine. It stayed the same. Mm. You know, that was all good. And in my head, I have, you know, what I'm going to do and stuff. But yeah, just realizing that, you know, as much as y'all tell us, write it down. It can be on a napkin. It can be on a sticky note, whatever. Writing it down does contribute to the difference. And, you know, I may be a slow learner, but I finally got there. Okay. I'm like, okay. And then as I was cleaning through all of my stuff, because I was like, I have tribe papers everywhere. And I found when I first joined in January, which I'm excited that I won't be a newbie after
that. Yes.
But I had printed off a lot of the planner sheets before I had received my planner mm-hmm. and I ordered. And I was like, okay, girl. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to throw this away. And I went, no, you're not. You're going to put them, you're going to paperclip them together. You're going to bring them and you're going to have them at your desk at there work. You go. So that when you get there in the morning and you didn't write your plan down, you have the exact sheet that your brain is telling you, well, it's not good enough if it's not the right sheet. So I just felt that I could share that.
So I want you to come up with, so you're thinking, you know, I don't have time. It's not good enough, whatever. So what do you, are you going to tell yourself the next time you hear those thoughts coming up?
Actually, the words are going to be, I am worth the 2 minutes it will take to write this down.
Love it. Okay. And then you're also putting things in place that make it as easy as possible. And that's what we learned in that Atomic Habits book, right? Is like, you make it just as obvious and as easy as possible. So you have those planner pages all over the place. I have decided that I am going to take a little break from using my planner because I post my food into Slack with my accountability group. And that is enough because when my brain, when I start to think I have to post it in two different places, like written on the planner and in Slack, my brain goes to, oh, that's too much. We don't have time. No. And, you know, and then if I only do one a day, it's like, you know, one place a day, then it's, you know, oh, I messed up today. I didn't do it right, whatever. And I said, you know what, for the next week, I mean, a week, right? I'm just gonna say, okay, I'm just going to post it in Slack. And that, I mean, that's been working for me for the last few days. And so it's like, you know, just simplify and just come up with that. With that thought to practice, you know, again, because those thoughts are going to come back in, and that's something you can use with other stuff like I am worth fill in the blank, right? Yeah. Doing whatever else, getting your water in, you know, going to the gym or whatever it is. I am worth whatever. That's awesome. So you got it, and you would not have learned all of that unless you had, you know, taking the time today to journal, unless you had had that data from the last week and all of that, and you were just honest with yourself and you didn't beat yourself up. You didn't say, oh, I'll never figure this out, but you just were honest and you figured out what works for you. So awesome work. I love it.
Thank you. And I think that's I think one of the best things that has come from joining the tribe is the fact of making myself accountable to me.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? And that's a hard thing, I think, sometimes for us to do. And I'm going, you know, I didn't do it in my previous chapters of life as a mom and all of those things. And now I have adult children. They are out, they're on their own. And it honestly is looking at it saying, it's time to ante up for me. So right, thank you.
Right. And this was exactly the right time for you. You know, you can decide just to think that like, you know, this is your season of life, right? I was talking about seasons and like, this is it. This is right where you're supposed to be and you're figuring it out. And, you know, and everything that's happened in the past was happened exactly the way it was supposed to. So I love those kind of thoughts too. So, all right. Awesome. Great job. I'm so glad you called in.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye. All right. I love these what's working calls. Y'all don't always have to call in with problems if you don't want to. So it's good to hear what's working as well. Okay, Linda, bring you up. Hi. Can I hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you? You look so peaceful with your
great mug. Yes. Look, Women Who Wine. It's my accountability group.
Women Who Wine. I love that. And I'm assuming it's WINE.
Well, yes. Well, yes,
I don't think I would want to be part of a group that was women who WHINE, right?
Exactly. Well, I'm in Hawaii and it's a little early this morning. But I'm sorry to break the trend on what's working.
Go right ahead. I like the variety, you know, the contrast.
Exactly. Okay. So, I'm a January newbie. I've maybe lost 8 pounds. I love the program. It's a program that is like no other. Of course, we all know this, right? And I get it. And it's all about my head. So it's all about the way I think. I'm loving all the tools. My accountability group is the key to. I love them. And you know, I'm having some problems at home with my teenagers. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise. So last night I wake up in the middle of the night and I find a boy in my house and my daughter's 12 and she has another friend over. So it's just, and drugs. So it's a little much. You know, we're alive. Cancer. So many people have it worse. I know this is a phase. This is my personal crisis, right? I'm so overwhelmed, and I'll figure that out. I'm TDLing and all that. But I guess I want to reframe what this means to me or my thoughts around this, because I feel like just saying, fuck it. Who's, I don't care. I'm going to keep drinking, and there might be, no. You know, I mean, I feel like just saying, forget it. Why should I even focus on myself right now? I mean, you know, why should I continue my PNP path? Because I just want to drink and eat through this, because this is, I know it's not, you know, life or death, but well, I don't know. In my mind, maybe it goes there. Anyway.
I think it's important for you to first think that to kind of own what is going on in terms of, yes, there are other people that are going, you know, that are, have it a lot worse and things like that. But I just think, you know, this is the thing for you to work on. And so it's because I think those kind of thoughts just can kind of create thoughts like, well, just, you know, just snap out of it and, you know, and keep going or whatever. And that doesn't seem to be working. Right. I mean, and that's, doesn't seem to be kind of what you need to hear. So it's like, okay, this is happening. This is, you know, even like, this is a big deal to me or what, I mean, just get all those thoughts out at first. And because I hear some resistance with you, like, you know, this isn't as bad or this, I mean, it may even just be, you know, like, just get it all out at first in terms of everything you're thinking about it and not comparing it to anyone else's experience or anything like that. So I think that's important just before you really can, you know, can move into working on some thoughts that, you know, will serve you. It's just being real honest with yourself. Like, I think this is a bill, and Nikki, you can start with, I think, you know, like, I think this is a lot right now. I think this is a big deal right now. I think that, you know, I heard you say, you heard you say it's a lot. I heard you say, what else? You know, that, you know, this is, again, this is a big deal, but just acknowledge your current thoughts.
Thank
you. I think is the most That's important good. Thing and don't That's resist good. Them and minimize them.
Yeah.
I you know? Minimize them. Yeah. Right. And right. then when you, you know, when you've really gotten all those out and here's the deal, like that may take, you know, give yourself some time, give yourself some compassion, some grace to just kind of wallow around in it a little bit if you want to, you know,
and drink
and not, well, I mean, you can drink if you want to, but here's the thing. Here's the reality is that you can wallow and feel your feelings and feel really crappy feelings without, I mean, if you drink or eat, you're not going to be feeling that stuff anymore. Yeah. So, right. Because that's why we eat and drink, is to cover up those feelings. I want you to sit with those feelings. What'd you say?
It's so much easier.
Remind me of me this morning where I was thinking of a thought like that. Like, well, it would just be so much easier to just know everything, all, you know, to just be an expert at everything and not have to work so hard at blah, 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 blah. But yes, of course it would be, but that's not what we're doing here. We're doing the hard work, the, you know, the life changing work. And so I want you to sit with the stuff.
Yeah.
And because here's the thing about feelings. They're literally vibrations in our body, right? And you can get really curious about like how you're feeling in terms of your physical feelings. We actually do this at camp. We just have you sit and just close your eyes and you just are really aware of your body. And if there's any tension or, you know, anything going on in your stomach or anything like that. And you name the feeling. And so for you, like, what is one feeling that you're feeling right now?
Well, I have that little feeling wheel next to my vision board, because this is a huge, gap for me or opportunity to learn, right, is yes. that I've lived my whole life not feeling. And I'm feeling, but I'm feeling angry today. I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling disappointed. I'm feeling defeated. I'm feeling exhausted. I'm feeling, I feel like, you know, I want to give up, of course. I mean, mm-hmm. not, you know, just generally it's yeah. school parenting. Yes. it's just overwhelming. I just feel like I want the manual, you know, and how to deal with this. I want to go to chapter 2.876.
Right. And just flip right there, right? And this is what you do.
Yeah. Exactly.
So there's
that's so much easier.
There's some confusion there, right? I mean, that, you know, you don't know what is the best thing to do, and all of those, but all of those are still just feelings. And you're sitting here feeling them right now. You're not dead or pregnant. You are surviving. You're even drinking coffee and you're talking to me, right? And yeah. so, so it's just a matter of acknowledging those first.
Yeah, it's so, this is not easy work.
This is
the hard stuff.
Yes, this is the hard stuff, but the best stuff.
Yeah, but so how do I do that? How do I just sit and wallow in it? Is it, I mean, I'm sure that's just, you know, personal, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not very good at this.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like you said yourself, I mean, you just have... It's doing something new. It's doing something that you haven't practiced. It's really, there's a really good segment or unit in the No BS about white knuckling versus allowing urges. And I mean, for you, this is an urge, right? I mean, like, this is sitting with discomfort, and that's basically what you're doing. You're sitting with the discomfort of these feelings. And it's all about really being aware of your thoughts while you're sitting here and feeling this. So you can journal. So you're asking kind of what you can do, right? You can journal. You can, just close your eyes, like I said, and just really kind of more meditation type stuff where you're just aware of your body and kind of doing a body scan and deep breathing and just... And then also being really aware of wanting to distract yourself, right? Like wanting to
and that's my jam.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's what meditation is like, you know, you find yourself going off and you bring yourself back. You're going off and you bring yourself back. And that is really, really it in terms of, you know, and that doesn't mean you're sitting, you know, I mean, obviously you've got other things to do and things like that, but it's just being aware of, okay, I need to just be in this for a while and just allow myself to kind of feel all of this stuff. And, while I'm, you know, living life too, but it's just that redirect of, okay, I'm just going to feel this stuff. And you can, like I said, you can journal and all of that, and it sounds like you're doing that already. But really think, I want you to list all those feelings that you listed for me and, you know, and any more or whatever, if you haven't already. And then, I mean, you can do a TDL for every single one of those, you know, eventually.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm not saying today.
I'm a piece of work. Let me tell you, it'll take all year.
And that's great, you know, but it's like... It's a win, because it's like you are becoming aware, you're getting to know yourself, you're becoming aware of your feelings and naming them, and just like you're like developing this emotional intelligence about yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's some of the best work you can do. So saying all of that, how do you, I mean, after you've kind of done that and you're really kind of aware of where you are, how do you want to think about this, you know, kind of moving forward? And just kind of a bridging thought, right? Not, you know, rainbows and unicorns, but.
I don't know. I have no idea.
And you may not be ready yet to go there, right?
I don't think I am.
Yeah.
I think this was extremely helpful.
Okay, good.
Silly as that is.
Just forget I just said those last couple things. Because it's like, you know, if you're, but that's for everybody, right? It's like we immediately want to go to, oh my gosh, this feels so horrible. I want to make this better. You know, let me just think of a thought to practice or whatever. And so, but you got to do that when you're ready, because it's just not going to stick. It's not going to be authentic. It's not going to be real until you really get to know yourself where you are now.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's so, I mean, when I do this work, I mean, my aha here is, it's so easy just to just be overwhelmed and just try to spin out of control there with old patterns, right? Versus, crap, I got to do the work. Yeah. You know, I got to sit in, I got to, you know, I need to, that's a scary place. So mm-hmm. I just need to, that's my assignment so that I don't distract, right? Because that's what I do. That's my pattern, is to take the crazy and distract myself. So,
but also think about some, you know, some self-care today, and you're doing that, you know, just you're doing that, getting on this call, drinking your coffee, other ways that you can really have some healthy self-care today mm-hmm. that can really, you know, help you with this work, right? Where it's like, okay, you're physically comfortable as you can be in terms of, you know, taking a bath or laying down or whatever it is, but you're still doing this work in your head and just kind of, again, giving yourself some compassion and that kind of stuff. So I was going to say one more thing. Oh yeah. So you're talking about, do you know about the concept of indulgent emotions?
Oh, sorry. Right. No. Where can I take a deeper dive into that?
So that comes from the Life Coach School. So you may want to search like in their podcasts about emotions and indulgent emotions, okay. But that's something we work on in the tribe as well. I mean, and so overwhelm, confusion, shame, all those.
I just joined, by the way, so I'm excited.
You did what?
I just joined the self-coaching scholars.
Self-coaching scholars. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So there's more work to do there.
Right. I got a lot of work. So indulgent emotions.
Yeah. And so those are, you know, all the emotions I listed are the ones that, you know, that we tend to indulge in because it's easier to just indulge in this cycle of, you know, overwhelm or confusion, you know, this thought feeling cycle rather than actually doing our work and, you know, and moving forward. And so it's totally, you know, I say all that just, you know, this is totally normal in what you're doing. So, and it's,
well, thank you. I mean, I just, I need to have a list and I need to have a path, and I feel like I have a better path. I don't, you know, I'm fearful of all of this, but, I feel so much better.
Good.
But I have
good.
To do in the next step. Okay. By the way, I roll. So thank you.
Okay. Good to hear. All right. Take care. Keep us posted. Okay.
I will. Thank
all right.
you so much.
See ya. Bye. Linda, feel your feelings, y'all. That is the gist of that call. That is the life-changing work we're doing around here. When you realize you can feel any emotion and be okay and just feel the, oh my gosh, y'all, I did that this morning. I was just feeling, and I had this kind of knot, like lump in my throat, and I kind of felt a little nauseous. But it's like, you know what? I'm going through something. I'm wallowing a little bit, you know, and then I'll be okay. But I'm not going to cover it up. You know, I'm not going to refuse to feel it. So, all right, Christina. Hi. Let's see, you'll need to do join audio. Are you there? Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay. My first coaching call. Oh. And actually, I am in the same Marco Polo group as Linda.
Oh, okay.
I'm also a woman who won. So I'm on because, well, I have a bunch of stuff that's bothering me, but mostly it's an old thought that keeps popping up again that I am broken and that it's not working and that it's so slow. and I'm frustrated, very frustrated. And I'm trying not to be frustrated. I'm trying to ignore it, but it keeps coming back.
Okay. So when you say you ignore it, what are you doing when you ignore it?
I tell myself, that's silly. You're not broken. You're fine. I tell myself those things.
But do you believe it?
No. No. I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. Because I have a medical condition, and I have pain at night. I have trouble sleeping. So, and I'm working on that. I've been working on it for a couple of years, trying to get better. But when I see the scale is, when I see my efforts and I see the scale moving so slowly, in the past, I've become very frustrated and I've quit. I lose a few pounds and then it just kind of stalls. It kind of really slows down for me. Mm-hmm. And then I get angry because I just want to do this. And I've been trying for like 9 years now. Mm-hmm. I have a history of losing a lot of weight. I kept it off for probably 15 to 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then I had a bunch of events in my life. I got sick, I divorced, moved, and I regained a lot of my weight. And since that time, about 10 years ago, I've been struggling. And I'm glad I found PMP because I don't feel like I'm struggling so much anymore. And it's helping me a lot. But I still have those old thoughts always are coming up. And that's basically it. I just need some help with that.
Okay. So do you know about the concept of these laddering thoughts or bridging thoughts that we talk about?
I do remember hearing them in the beginning. Okay. I didn't study them.
Okay. So, and then that is, let's see, I want you to go back and listen to the No BS unit on that after we talk about it.
Okay.
Let me see. I'll bring it up here in a minute. I think it's under, I know it's under Goodbye to Fat Girl Thinking.
Oh, you're saying laddering, like a ladder.
Like a ladder or
yes, board. I do remember that. I thought you said lattering with a T.
Okay.
Yeah. And I listened to it twice, I think.
Okay. So then you know, it's kind of working on practicing thoughts that are believable to you, right? Because for you right now, the thoughts of I'm not broken, whatever thoughts, you know, that you're practicing, you're not believing. And so they're just not working for you. And so you go back to those old thoughts again. And so what this work does is you kind of find these thoughts in the middle where it's, I'm something like, I'm working on believing that I am not broken or I keep thinking. And even before that, you have to remind your brain that it's just a thought. So when you think I'm broken, you instead practice a thought like, I keep thinking I'm broken, just to remind your brain that it's just a thought. It's not necessarily true. It's just, you know, a habit that's been reinforced over and over again, but it just reminds your brain that, you know, it just is thinking that, but it's not necessarily true. And you can do something like, so, you know, I keep thinking blank. I'm working. And then, you know, when you get to think of some kind of intentional thoughts, I'm working on believing that I'm not broken, or I'm working on believing that I can do this, or that, you know, I will do this, or whatever it is. And then you can also, I'm kind of going back and forth here, but you can think, I keep thinking I'm broken, and that's okay. You can add, and that's okay at the end. Just
I don't want to think I'm broken. Yeah. No, I don't think it's okay that I think I'm broken. I'm just frustrated at
that. Well, and that's part of the problem right there is that you're thinking that I shouldn't be thinking this. And so you're thinking that you're broken by what you're thinking. And so it's like you're reinforcing that thought. And so you're resisting against it, right? You're like pushing against those thoughts. And it's a matter of letting them in and just practicing, just recognizing them as thoughts, just as your brain working exactly the way it's supposed to. Because it's just been thinking the same thoughts over and over again for years.
Although I do have evidence that you know my weight loss is very slow. So I guess that reinforces my belief that
well, it's slow to you, right?
My condition is not allowing me to lose the weight in a time frame that I'm comfortable with, and it's because I have the history, the 9 years of trying and failing that. you know, that the slow moving weight loss for me is just, you know, it's frustrating.
Why do you have to have a time frame?
I don't have to have a time frame, and I understand that any loss is a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And I write that down in my journal all the time when I do the happy scale. Like, I know I'm moving in the right direction. I know I'm doing the right things. I'm doing the right thought work now. And, but it's still frustrating when I get on that scale and I've lost like 0.4 or 0.3. Like, I've lost like 2.2 pounds this month. And I've done 24-hour plans for almost 100 days. I haven't been on plan every day, but I was on plan like 60% this month and like 58%. And last month I was probably on plan 30%. Mm-hmm. And the first month I was probably on plan maybe 10%. So I do see myself moving forward, but I don't see the scale catching up with me. Like, and I understand it's not all about the scale. My measurements have gone down. I totally get that. But I want the weight off because of my joints. And I want to be able to be more agile and when I do exercise, feel better. So I am frustrated that that I'm improving there, but the scale is not coming with me. So
what if it, I mean, why are you choosing frustration when it's your body is just doing what it wants to do? I mean, and you have evidence, you have other, you know, non-scale evidence, right? So yes. Why are you still like fighting for that frustration and, you know, and choosing that frustration?
Because I want the weight off my body, because I know it's not good for my joints, my knees. Mm-hmm. My age, I shouldn't be this heavy at this point. I want to live. My compelling reasons are I want to be hot, I want to be healthy, and I want to live a long life. So those, I say those all the time. That's what I want. And I'm too heavy for my height. I'm almost 5'3".
So it's happening, right? It is happening.
Yes.
Just at a rate that you're not you know, that you're not happy with.
No.
But it's happening.
Yes. Very slowly.
And that's your thought, right, about your weight loss, is that it's slow. That's just your opinion, because I could look at your weight loss. I mean, half a pound to 2 pounds a week is normal weight loss rate.
Right.
So you sound pretty normal to me.
I must be normal.
Welcome to normal. Welcome to normal, sustainable weight loss.
I'm on board for that, because I'm doing it and that's it. This is it.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm 100%. So yeah, I'm cool. I'm great. I just have these moments.
So Melissa asking in the chat, is your frustration helping it go faster?
No, it's actually hindering me, and it has hindered me in the past. I'm totally aware of that. I have done tons of diets where I have lost a few pounds, and then here we go again. It slows the hell down and I get so mad and I quit. This time I'm not quitting. Okay. So it's great. PMP is great. The accountability group is wonderful. They're awesome. They help me so much. And that was probably my missing link, you know, that I needed those people next to me and relating to them. And so does my frustration help me? No, it hinders me. That's why I'm on a coaching call, because I need to learn how to stop thinking in this way. I'm doing a good job. I'm getting there. It's slow, but it's just so frustrating.
So so you're not quitting. You're moving
away. I committed for 365 days when I signed up. I saw Corinne on Facebook. I saw the ad. Mm-hmm. I signed up, I think it was December 26th, I started. I lost weight between Christmas and New Year's. I said, oh, this is for me, and I joined immediately. Wasn't a hesitation in my mind. Mm-hmm. I knew this was a novel way to do this, because I've done everything else. Mm-hmm. I've done it all. Just ask me. I can tell you, I've done it. So,
So we know you're not quitting. We know you're moving forward. So why choose frustration in this journey rather than?
I guess because I feel with the effort, because I feel like, okay, so I put effort into my life, into my work, into my job, into my kids, into my hobbies, into everything. I have passion. I love what I do. it doesn't correlate when I put it into weight loss for me. I feel like, and maybe I'm kidding myself, you know, maybe I'm lying to myself. I don't know, but I feel like my reward should be a little better just for the effort
And that's a lie.
Okay, it's a lie. Fine.
You're lying to yourself.
I'm lying to myself. So I need to try harder, do more.
Well, no, you just need to keep doing what you're doing and accept that your body will release the weight when it is good and ready.
Okay, I guess my fear is perhaps it's never going to release the weight. Maybe that's my fear. Maybe that's what bothers me. Maybe I should TDL about that.
Yeah, because that's a lie, right? We've seen it all over the place that if you just keep doing the four basics, eventually you will lose the weight. It's been proven over and over and over again.
I understand so that.
And why
I
know that. Do you think you're different?
I'm not. You're right. I'm not. I guess I have to hone my skills on my four basics because obviously, you know, my two to twos are there sometimes, not all the time.
So it sounds like, I mean, there are some places you can level up right
now. Oh my God. I have so many places I can level up. Actually, before I did this call, I spoke with my Marco Polo group and one of the girls said, you know what, you're all over the place right now. You want to like work on everything. Concentrate on one thing to ask the coach. And, you know, don't bombard her with everything. Just focus on one thing. So I thought I would focus on the fact that I think I'm broken.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you did because that's the big picture, right?
Yeah, that's the big one. I totally get it.
That's the big thing. Yes. And so, okay.
So I mean, I'm not crying right now, but I have cried about it. Honestly, I'm not there yet, but I have cried about it.
Okay. So instead of frustration, what do you want to feel? How do you want to feel about this journey? No matter how long it takes.
I want to feel empowered. I want to feel determined. I want to feel. I want to enjoy it. I want to live my life the way I lose my weight. Absolutely, 100%. When she said those words, when Corinne said those words, those really resonated with me because I've been saying that to myself forever. I want to lose weight the way I live my life. I don't want to, you know, restrict. I don't want to have, you know, these stupid ass diets with I don't want that. It's not sustainable. It's not doable. I want to go with my life. I want to go out with my family and my friends. I want to enjoy myself. And you know what? I have to say that that's been awesome. This has been awesome, this program, because it allows you to enjoy your life, you know, and go out and socialize and not worry about everything.
Is that worth the slower weight loss?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Okay.
That's what we got. And I want you to go back and listen to this call. What you just said, all that stuff.
Yes.
Those are all the thoughts that I want you to practice.
And I believe them. I do. And I practice them every day. I write them down every day. And like I said, the Marco Polo groups are awesome. It keeps slipping back in and I keep smacking it out, slipping back in.
Well, I mean, and you do have an option. I mean, you don't have to weigh, you know.
I know.
Every day.
Honestly, in the beginning, I was weighing like three or four times a week, and now I'm just kind of leaving it to Fridays. Sometimes maybe Tuesdays I weigh. But yes, right.
That's an option too, but it's still like no matter how many times you weigh, you want to be able to get on that scale and think, okay, thank you for that data. I'm going to take it and move forward and do whatever I'm going to do because I'm on this journey for the long haul. I'm losing it the way I'm going to live it. This is amazing. I'm so happy I found PNP and I am on the way to my best self, you know, my best, healthiest self. I mean, you know, whatever works for you, all the stuff that you just said a minute ago. I mean, I want you to go back and watch that and write it all down because you were fired up. And this is for everybody, right? It's like, we can do this when these newbies join, right? It's like a good reminder of like, why did we join this thing? Why, you know, go back, let me revisit that excitement. And I mean, how lucky are we that we found PNP, right? And like, and that we're able to lose this weight the way that we will live it, the way that we, you know, where we don't feel deprived and we don't feel, you know, we're not drinking these crazy shakes or whatever. And if we have to give up quick, super quick weight loss, I'll do that any day of the week because I get to enjoy my life and I get to keep the weight off, you know, after I lose it. I mean, that's pretty good trade-off, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But you just got to remind yourself of that when you hear that frustration and those thoughts come in. Just, nope, we're not doing that today. We're losing weight the way we're going to live it. And I'm on my way to my best self. Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye. Great call. Love it. Okay. So glad she came in and asked about that instead of whatever else she was going to ask about. All right. Who else? The key is consistency. Trust the process. I love that. Somebody had, they had done a painting in the tribe, like one of those paint your own things studios, and they'd done trust the process. I love that. The four basics is the key to consistency. Yep, she's lying to herself. So many of us are, right? I'm worth the work and the weight. I love that. Like the weight, W-A-I-T. I'm worth the weight. Think about what is worth the weight. Oh my gosh. My picture just fell off my desk. Think about something else that is worth the weight, right? Like a really good, what is worth the weight to you? Like a really good, I don't want to use food. I was going to say a really good meal. But, like you're going on a vacation, right? And it's worth the wait. You're going on a vacation this summer and you've got to wait another 3 months. I'm going to the beach during 4th of July. And it's like, it's going to be worth the wait. I mean, I want to leave tomorrow. Honeymoon sex. What's that? Yes, it's worth the wait, right? You got to get through the wedding and all that stuff. And then it's worth the wait. So I love that. I am worth the wait. And your body will respond when it is ready to release the weight for good. So it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. All right, Regan. My picture didn't break. Are you there? There you are. You should see join audio.
Now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I had two different choices. I wasn't sure which one. So,
okay.
Sorry, I looked so fabulous. Exercise this morning, took a shower, and I'm not going anywhere. So here we are.
Go you. Go it. Go for it.
I don't have to go anywhere today, so I'm not going to get ready. I kind of keep circling back on the same thing, and it all ties back, I think, to protocol. I am a sweet tooth girl, so I always like a little something sweet after lunch and after dinner. And I keep not listing it on my plan. Make plan every day. And for some reason, I don't write sweet down.
Why not?
I don't know. So I keep going back and I keep having it. It's not that I'm not having it, even though it's not on my plan. So I know it's all mental. I know that I'm doing it. It's in my forethought. I don't realize I'm doing it, I guess, until I go to do my assessment. And I'm like, oh, crap, you had your chocolate, but it wasn't even here. But you knew in your mind you were going to have your chocolate. So, I mean, it's super far back, I guess, in the subconscious that I'm not writing it down in the morning. Today I made a specific, thing to write it on my plan this morning.
Okay.
So then it goes back. And then I made notes here. So then I go back to, I never really wrote a protocol.
Okay.
And the reason I feel I didn't do that was when I look at it, I tend to go back towards diet mentality, limiting or what I should be eating or what I think I should be eating versus, what I'm really going to eat. And I don't eat horribly. I don't eat super healthy. I'm just kind of in the middle, normal. What I say normal people eating. Then I go into exceptions. So I don't have a protocol, so I don't really know what my true exceptions are, because I feel like a lot of what I eat would be considered exceptions on a diet plan. So it all kind of circles back into that diet mentality again of wanting to, you know, make my plan of what I think I should
eat, and follow someone else's plan, you know, what they think, you know, you need to do to lose weight. Okay. So yeah. So, I mean, this is an easy fix. I mean, you need to develop a protocol. And I, because the whole thing about the protocol, and I'm looking at, and so I want you to go back to Fueling the Body and review that in No BS, right?
Okay.
The whole thing, the definition is a protocol is this is what I choose to eat, you know, and it is not, this is what we think you should eat. I mean, that's the whole concept is that you are creating it. You make the choice and you decide this is what I'm going to do. So, and this is what works for me, you know, whatever foods I like, whatever I know I'm going to do in terms of your, you know, your sweets and all of that. But it's also, because I heard you say you don't eat horribly, you don't, it's also deciding that whatever whatever is on my protocol is my choice. And it's just a choice. It's not good or bad or anything. It's just a choice. It's totally neutral. It's just a decision I've made.
Right. And I intellectually get that, you know, and I love that part of it because I've done the plans where you, you know, are restricted and only so much of this and that and the other, you know, I love the whole thing, of course. And I think I send myself into overwhelm on the fact of, you know, again, well, I don't know what I'm going to eat. Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I'm actually a pretty simple eater. It's like when I look for meal ideas because I feel like I get stuck in a rut because I eat the same things all the time.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and there's not, other than I get bored. And I'm like, well, I think I need something else. And then I'll try something else. I'm like, oh, God, we're not doing that. And then I hate wasting food. So then we go into a whole nother mental capacity. I made casserole of something somebody had shared on here. And oh my God, it was the worst thing ever for me personally. And I was like, oh my God, I got to throw all this food away because I literally
didn't. I think that's what's so good about the protocol is that you can write down everything you like and you can actually remind yourself like, oh yeah, I like that stuff. I like this stuff. And you only can do that when you know, really sit down and just commit to doing it. And then you're not trying like, you know, these things over here. You're saying, oh yeah, I remember I like this. I'm going to make this because I know I like it. I know it will be good, you know? And so that's the purpose. Another purpose of the protocol is just to remind yourself what you like and what you don't like and the fact that you can have whatever you want.
Right. And I think I make it much harder than it is because I try to think so far outside the box that I don't need to think outside the box.
No.
Think I need to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it will be amazing probably everything that you will write down. You know, it will be a larger list than you think probably. And here's what I do.
Of things I wouldn't eat. And there was really only four things on there that I wouldn't eat. You know, I'm not that picky, but I wasn't eating liver, sorry.
Yeah. And like broccoli's on that list. Well, liver's on that list and broccoli's on that list. Like I don't ever have to eat broccoli ever because, you know, there's a lot of other vegetables I like.
Right. Exactly.
And so I'm not going to try this, you know, no matter how good everybody says it is, I'm not trying this broccoli casserole thing over here because it's got broccoli in it. So, So it's just a matter of, you know, just deciding, okay, I'm going to take the next, I mean, literally, let me just look at this video. And I will tell you how long it is. It is 12 minutes long. Right. And that's actually one of the longer ones, but I mean, it's literally 12 minutes and then you get a piece of paper out and you write down your protocol.
And I started it back when we did No BS. Mm-hmm. I joined in September. Back when we did No BS, I listened to all of the modules. Mm-hmm. I caught up on all of that, but I start it and then I sit there and I look at it. It's like the breaking the chains out of last month's program. I started it and it's still sitting here on my desk.
Yeah. So you've already got it started. So you're like, you got a head start already.
Yeah.
And it's just, So what do you think is keeping you from doing it?
I mean, boils down to diet mentality. I just keep going back to that, you know, of, oh, well, I shouldn't eat. Prime example, my daughter wanted pizza for lunch. So I made us each an individual pizza. It has pepperoni and cheese on it. I mean, that's, you know, it's the little, you know, individual one that you buy at the store. mm-hmm. pack thing. And there's no reason I can't eat that if mm-hmm. I just eat it to a plus two.
Yeah.
But right on a protocol looks like a sin, you know, to me, you know, because
so you of did, that. Right. So yeah. I want you to put that on your protocol. You literally ate that today. That needs to be on your protocol, right? Yes. And your sweets after your meals or before your meals or whatever need to be on your protocol. I mean, and it is, it's so powerful how you can to see it on paper, you know, and yeah. to say, okay, this is different. I'm doing it differently this time. I'm being honest with myself about what I really eat. And because this is the last time I'm going to lose this weight and I'm doing it the way that I'm going to live it. And I'm doing it honestly with myself. And so
really get honest, because our business, we're self-employed and our business busy season starts in May mm-hmm. and we're gone. We travel 3 to 4 days every week. We're gone yeah. and we live in a trailer.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're not.
So you got to get this cleared up yeah. and real, I mean, like nail down yeah. by that time where it's like, you know, everything that's going to be, you know, an option for you while you're traveling and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, here's the thing. Are you losing weight now?
A little, you know, I'll have last week I gained, this week I lost, yeah. you know, I've lost overall since September. Yes.
Okay. So but it's not like, you know,
I'm not losing it as fast, of course, as I would like, but I also know that my choices aren't, you know, healthy.
And so, you know, there's always, you know, different options of leveling up and things like that. But it's like, it sounds like you're still losing having, you know, making the choices that you're making right now, even right. though you haven't been putting them on your plan, they're still working for you. So it's time to put them on your plan and just be honest with yourself and then follow your plan. Right.
Yeah. And the plus two is huge. Like yeah. that is, I was always the type that ate to full. Yeah. You know, full, and that is a big, I'm still working on that because mm-hmm. I definitely, finding my plus two is like, oh, but it's so, you know, I do the, oh, but it's so good. You know, leaving bites behind is a tragedy for me. So,
yes. So I want you to work on that. Right. Because yeah, before you, I want you to work on those leaving bites behind and, you know, and hunger scale, obviously those are connected, but right. I want you to work on that before you ever think about leveling up your food. It's all, and this is for everybody, it's all about nailing those four basics and any kind of thinking you have around those, like wasting food and things like that, before you ever work on, you know, really leveling up your food or anything, especially if you're losing weight with what you're doing. Right. So it's just like keeping it simple, just focusing on those four basics and then you can always level up your food later if you want to. But I mean, right. you know, we always think about, oh my gosh, what's her name? And she has, you know, that little piece of chocolate cake every day.
Melanie.
Yeah. And it's
Melanie.
Like, okay, that's the best example.
I want my sweet every day. And I've yes. gone to the little sugar-free, I like dark chocolate and mint. Mm-hmm. So I get Russell Stover's little individual sugar-free yeah. mints, and I have one to two of those after lunch, yeah. and then after dinner I have to, like, you know, we used to have ice cream every night. You know, I was a Corinne, mm-hmm. and we don't do ice cream anymore. We haven't even bought it for weeks because everybody in the family's like, why do we even eat this? We always feel horrible after we have it. We're like, you know, duh. So yeah. we're definitely I'm spilling over into the family.
Awesome.
Not on purpose, but you know, it kind of they just. We all have noticed, you know, more of everything. It's so awakening, you know, to think about things.
Right, right, right. But it's so important also not to do too much too soon, right? And to just, you know, and to burn out and, you know, and then end up, you know, maybe even eventually quitting. So, yeah, so it's like you're just gradually going along and this protocol for you to just see it all written down on paper and just decide, okay, this is what I'm choosing and it is the best choice for me, then then that's where you are right now and that's your next kind of way to move forward.
Okay. Well, I will work on that this weekend. So we're
okay.
rainy time, so I'm not going outside to do much. And
okay. Well, if you want to, if you want to post it in Facebook or if you just want to post that you did it and tag me, or you, I mean, you don't have to, but it's like, you know, I'm sure others would love to see it. and just kind of be reminded that, you know, because I bet some like you kind of started it or did it at the beginning when they joined, and then it's kind of, you know, at the back of the notebook or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's always good to go back and revisit it and remind yourself what, because we have so many options of things to eat and we think, oh, I'm so bored. There's nothing to eat. I don't want that or that. And then when you remind yourself, it's like you have all these new options again.
Yeah. And it's coming grilling season. So that makes it even better.
Yeah. So that's fun. That's better.
So, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. You got
Thank
a plan.
You so much.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Sarah, the video is, actually, I just put it in the chat. It is the protocols video in OBS. No, BS. There we go. Protocols, everything I can eat. This is your agreement with yourself on what you will eat on a regular basis and the foods you no longer choose to eat. And here's the other thing about your protocol. Is that she mentioned exceptions. So you talk about, okay, this is how I'm going to handle exceptions every day. I mean, every week or every month or whatever. This is how I'm going to do it. So I'm going to have one every week. I'm going to have several a week. I'm going to have one every couple of weeks or whatever it is. But the exception just, I mean, the protocol just gives you this freedom. Like you just have everything decided. You know, it's all about making decisions ahead of time, just like your 24-hour plan. Your protocol is another way that you make decisions ahead of time. And then you're just free and you're at peace to just live your life with, this is what I've decided to do. It's good enough for me right now. And I don't have to think about it. I don't have to be confused about what other people are doing, what I'm supposed to be doing. It's just decided. So I love the protocol. Tracy, I don't consider broccoli the devil, but I'm just not real big on broccoli. It was that thing that, sorry, y'all, I have to text my mother. She is calling me. So I'm coaching. Till two. Okay. So... It smells like feet, broccoli, poor broccoli. Yeah. But that's the thing. That's the fun thing is that there's so many other vegetables to choose from, right? So, and I'll eat broccoli maybe a little bit in like Chinese food. If it's got a bunch of sauce on it, or, I have had really good roasted broccoli. As long as it's got some good seasoning on top, I'll do that every once in a while, but I just don't think I'll ever cook it myself. Because again, there's just other options. So, and that's the awesome thing about our protocol and about life is that we have so many options of food. And that's the other thing. I was actually working with someone earlier. There is a list in your workbook for No BS for fueling the body. There's a food list. So you don't even have to think up all the stuff that you like. Where is my No BS workbook? Not sure where it is. Hold on. Let's see if I have it handy. No, I don't have it handy, but it's got the food list. So you don't even have to come up with all the stuff. And you can just go through the list and just check off what you like or X off what you don't like. And then you can add things to it if you want to. Like she said, the pizza and all that kind of stuff. It's like, just get realistic about what you're really going to eat. I mean, why lie to yourself, right? About like, oh no, I'm not having pizza. When you know you're going to want pizza. So that's my rant for the day. All right. Let's see. What else? Who else wants to get coached? Margaret says, I read something today. When life sends you a curveball, hit it out of the park. Love that. We get curveballs, but because we have a plan, we will hit our weight loss out of the park. But here's the thing, Margaret and everybody else. We don't have to see it as a curveball to begin with. We can see it as life. We can just see it as things that happen to us. and we don't have to label it as a curveball. I mean, how does that help us? Right? We can just see it as, you know, just things that happen that we have to deal with on a daily basis. And here we go. Let's deal with them. No drama. So, just some thoughts. All right. Who else wants to get coached? Y'all raise your hand. We got another 45 minutes. While y'all are pondering, I will look at something real quick. Does anybody have any questions? You can put those in the Q&A. If you don't necessarily want to get on camera with me, you can always put a question in the Q&A and I can just talk about it. So let's see, what else? So has, here we go. Here's a Q&A. It's going to talk about the massive action thing for this month. Amanda, I wish I could get on camera. I need to do thought work around my boyfriend not coming up to bed at night. I'm struggling with it not being about me and just that he is tired. Okay. So first off, I want you to... Ooh, good question, Tracy. Okay, I'll answer that too. So right now you're making it mean something about you. And so I really want you to get honest with yourself and what you're making it mean, right? Are you making it mean that he doesn't want to sleep with you, that he doesn't love you, that you, smell bad, you know, whatever it is, right? Just get honest with yourself about what you make it mean about you and really ask yourself, is that true? And if it's not true, then just acknowledge, right, that it's not true. And then ask yourself, okay, what else could it be? And, you know, you could also talk to him about it and say, okay, this is, you know, what I'm thinking about the fact that you don't come up to bed at night. Because I love guys. Y'all, guys are, I know my husband is. We just make up these stories about what's going on in their heads. And most of the time, it's the most simple thing you could ever imagine. And we have created so much drama around what's going on in their heads. And they have absolutely no drama. And he's probably just tired and he falls asleep downstairs or something like that, right? It's like we just, you know, we are so creative as women and as, you know, just as some humans to create a story around something that is not complicated at all. So, so that's what I would encourage you to do. But here's the thing, Amanda, you don't need him to change for you to feel a different way. And you never want anyone else to change because you don't want other people wanting you to change, right? We are all adults. We can all have freedom to behave however we want in life, whether that is, you know, anything. And so for you, it's a matter of asking yourself, okay, if he never changes, how do I want to feel about it? How do I want to think about it? And it sounds to me like you want to think something other than it's about me. And you just want to think that he's tired and he falls asleep downstairs or whatever it is. And just decide how you want to feel. I mean, it probably just has nothing to do with you, right? Most things have nothing to do with us. But we're, you know, we're all very self-centered people. And we want to make things mean so much about us when he's probably just tired. So think about that, Amanda, and put in the put back in the Q&A or put in the chat if you have any other questions about it. Okay, Tracy, what's the difference between sitting in discomfort and white knuckling? Of course, there is a really good No BS video on that Corinne did. Let's see. Oh, good. Thank you for putting the page number of the food list for No BS. The discomfort versus white knuckling is in the taking control module. I will post a link here. But someone, a friend of mine, gave me a really good answer for that, because sometimes you don't realize you're white knuckling until, and this happened to me the other day. So I was sitting with an urge. I was actually babysitting my nieces. I do that on most Thursdays. And I had planned to have an apple in the afternoon as a snack if I got physically hungry. And we were playing outside, and I was just sitting with the urge to eat, because I was physically hungry, but I was also just, you know, I couldn't go inside at that point. And so I was sitting with the urge, but I was kind of going back and forth between white knuckling and then allowing the urge. And I said, okay, what's the difference? And I asked my friend, and she said, white knuckling is if you are thinking specifically about the food that you want to eat. So if you're thinking specifically like, okay, I want to go and eat this, and I just really want this, it's going to be so good. And maybe even thinking about kind of the physical sensations of how it's going to feel in your mouth and what it's going to taste like and all of that kind of stuff. So that is white knuckling. Allowing it is focusing on the thoughts that you're having about it, in terms of not necessarily the thoughts about the specific food. It's just the thoughts of, and for me, it was, I'm hungry. What if I don't eat something pretty soon? I may get overly hungry. I should have put more food on my plan. That is the discomfort, right? Those are just, you know, thoughts that I was just aware of having, but that was the discomfort. But the white knuckling is really just really focusing on the specific food item. And so when you have an urge, it's a matter of really thinking about what you're thinking right now that's beyond just the specific food that you're having the urge for. That's where you really want to get to. You want to think, okay, no matter what food it is that I want right now, what am I thinking about this urge? And the first step is just recognizing that it's an urge, right? And just recognizing that it will pass no matter what, whether I respond to it or not. And that you can survive urges and not respond to them and things like that. So that's kind of the quick answer. And that just really helped me, where it's like, okay, if it's not about the specific food, then I'm really just working on allowing it. And just being curious about my thoughts. And also being curious kind of about my physical feelings, in terms of, okay, I'm just sitting with this urge and I'll be okay. I see a lot of times, I've talked about this before, where an urge is like a wave. Like if I can just ride the wave, it will always go back out into the sea. And so if I just recognize that I'm having an urge and I just give it time to wash over me, then that's how I allow it. So, okay. Amanda says, he has assured me it isn't about me, and I know it isn't, but there's hurt left over from old relationships that I'm battling with those thoughts coming back. She says, I think I will focus on how I can get the touch and time, love from him at other times or by other means. I needed the reminder to not change him. Yeah. And so it sounds like you've talked with him openly and honestly, but that you're also aware of this old hurt from other relationships. And so I want you to really explore that and get that down, you know, in terms of journaling, right? And just get all of that out onto paper so that you're real honest with yourself about, okay, I'm making this about me because in past relationships, you know, we didn't go to, you know, we didn't get to go to bed together, and that resulted in the end of the relationship because we never had sex or whatever it was, right? And so, you know, just really get honest with yourself about that, and you know, and revisit some of that pain, and just know that you'll be okay, you know, feeling that hurt again, but feeling that pain. Like I was working with Linda, that's some of the best work we can do. Is just know that we make choices to avoid these feelings and avoid pain, but when we can allow ourselves to feel it and know that we'll be okay on the other side, so powerful, so powerful. All right. I want to pronounce your name right. Is it Hannah? Basics, where to start? Sorry if there are spelling mistakes here. Do not have English as a first language. I'm a January baby and I'm still having trouble with the basics. Just got my act together. The first thing I needed to get sorted out is not grab-assing and not assessing. Where do I start? Should I do one habit at a time? I think maybe I'm trying to change too much at once. You probably are, Hannah. Okay. So good question, right? I think we all recommend focusing on one thing at a time here at PNP Tribe, right? Even if it's about the four basics, if it's about, you know, some kind of overeating, whether it's, you know, eating past your two or whether it's grab assing or whatever, just focus on one thing at a time, because the fact that you say, I think I'm trying to change too much at once, then you probably are, right? And our brain's going to want to go to, but no, we need to do all this at the same time so that we can lose weight as quickly as possible and blah, 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 blah. And we just have to shut that voice down and say, nope, we're doing it differently this time. We are focusing on one thing at a time so that we get really good at that. And then we can move on to the next thing. That's the only way to build new habits, right? And so you have grab assing and not assessing. What I would do is I would focus on the assessing, because you, it sounds like maybe you've got your planning down and now it's time to assess. And so with assessing, you're actually working on your grab assing too, because in the assessment, you're being honest about where you're grab assing and you're able to just see that in a clear, honest way. And so, yeah, planning and assessing are way up at the top of the list in terms of, you know, priorities, in terms of what you want to focus on and get really good at, and then, and just get into a habit of doing. Obviously, the four basics in terms of hunger scale, water, and sleep as well. So you want to have all four of that stuff, those things nailed in, nailed down, nailed, whatever you call it. Like I was telling the other gal, before you focus on tweaking any food, because you just want to have those four habits. That's why there are four basics. You want to have those four basics nailed in and those habits in place before you work on leveling up your food. You can gradually level up your food and during that time, but if you are someone who overwhelms easily or thinks she's, you know, changes too many things at one time, my recommendation is four basics all the way. Tracy, I've not been putting portion sizes on my plan. I think it should be because if I don't think I can eat as much of it, I don't think I can eat as much of it as I want. Is putting the portion size on their old diet mentality? Yes. Corinne did say she went down to one serving of her ice cream. Yeah, because, I mean, if you're following the hunger scale, it doesn't matter how much you eat, right? Now, if you have something that you maybe tend to overeat, you could just plan a serving. You wouldn't even have to necessarily write it down on your plan. But like for me, for example, with nuts, I always measure out my nuts because, and there's usually a quarter of a cup. Because if I get into grabbing handfuls of nuts, it ain't working for me. So I just, but I don't write that down on my plan. I just say nuts. And I know automatically that that is going to be a serving of nuts. Now, and if I reach my plus two before I finish that serving, then I stop eating. But there are just some things for me that I have to measure out, or my brain will just, you know, get real creative with how I can eat more than, you know, than I should. So, yeah, so I would just recommend for sure not putting amounts. And then if your brain goes to, you said, I don't think I can eat as much of it as I want. I think that's what your thought is. And the truth is that you can, right? You eat as much as your body needs to feel satisfied. And so that sounds like a thought that you need to practice, and you know, just something that you need to practice in terms of eating until you're satisfied, whatever amount that is. Denise, I planned food for today, but finally slept a lot late, ran errands, and did not eat until around 1:10. I said I'd have Kodiak pancakes from the freezer. I chose differently because I felt the protein would help with trying to build muscle and satiety until our dinner at a friend's house, so I wouldn't be too hungry when we go. Is the Kodiak pancake off plan and I need a recovery worksheet, or is that okay? That sounds like a healthy substitution, Denise. You said I switched chicken salad with Triscuits and had the pancakes. I think that's fine. I don't very often, but I wonder which switches require the recovery worksheets and which ones shouldn't. I think that's a good question. My thought is, when in doubt, do a recovery worksheet. Because here's the question. You switch the chicken salad with Triscuits for the pancakes because, and you want to ask yourself why, right? I felt the protein would help with trying to build muscle and satiety until our dinner at a friend's house. And so I wouldn't be too hungry when we go. No idea what food we're having. So do you like your reason, right? You just want to like your reason for making that decision. And it sounds like you do. But if you could go back and plan that pancake ahead of time, would you? I mean, I think that's an interesting question to ask, because chicken salad with Triscuits also has protein if it's got chicken in it. And I don't know all about the build muscle and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I just think, you know, I don't get into all the science and all that kind of stuff with individual foods. It's just like, I make the choices I like that are, you know, healthy for me and feel good in my body and that keep me satisfied. And so an interesting question for you to ask would be, okay, if I could go back, would I plan that pancake to begin with? And if you would, why? And so yeah, but it may have just because, you know, you ended up eating later than you planned. So that may have affected your decision. Anyway, you just want to like your decision, like your reason for your decision. So, yes, Hannah. So she's asking, would it be a good idea to work on the planning and assessing before I work on my hunger scale? It's up to you, but I really think that planning and assessing, it really addresses all of the basics, right? Because when you're assessing your plan, you're putting whether you ate or not on the hunger scale. And so you're collecting data to learn from. And so I would recommend that planning and assessing be your focus for right now. And then you work on the hunger scale after you get really good at planning and assessing. And so, but planning and assessing, part of that is knowing, you know, writing your hunger scale down, writing down everything you ate, all of that kind of stuff. My husband's leaving. And so you just get really good at keeping all of that data. And then you can go, when you start working on your hunger scale, you can go back and say, okay, I need to work on my hunger scale during dinner, or because you have that data to look back at. So one thing at a time, and I think for you, planning and assessing. Missy, my friend Missy, how do I stay in my own lane with my husband's food choices? I'm fine with him eating things I don't. It's not about me wanting it, but he just got put on his fourth blood pressure med and he's on cholesterol meds. I worried about him and he will eat what I cook every day for dinner, but then eat a lot of junk every night. Yesterday, he said he was only eating chips and cheese, no dinner, because he was still stuffed from lunch. It's not hard to feel frustrated and worried. Okay, I got a husband too, Missy, that eats whatever he wants because, again, we're all adults and we all make our own choices. And I laid there last night and listened to him snore and like actually stop breathing. And he needs to lose weight. But he's got to decide that that is what he wants to do. And he's got to decide to make different choices about food. And you're choosing frustration and worry when you can choose to think what I think, which is he makes his own choices. I love him and I'll love him. I'll always love him. And whatever happens. Because wanting him to change for you to feel better is the manual that you have for him, right? You want him to eat better. That's in your manual. It's probably towards the front. You want him to eat different. You want him to eat better. And for you, it says he will eat what I cook every day for dinner. Focus on that. Just focus on making that dinner as healthy as you can get it. And then the rest of the time is up to him. I mean, why choose frustration and worry when you could just choose something else? So what do you want to choose? For me, I just kind of choose, I don't want to say neutral because I don't love that feeling. You know, that's almost kind of a, like a cop out, like I don't feel any, I mean, I just kind of feel at peace. I feel love for him for sure. And I feel respect just for him to make the choices that he wants to make. And I also have kind of respect for my, not kind of, I have respect for myself and I have compassion for myself that I'm not going to depend on other people's behavior for my emotions, for my emotional well-being. I've just decided it's a losing battle every time. So I just decide to think, you know what? He's going to do whatever he wants and the consequences will be the consequences. Or they won't. But I'm certainly not going to sit here and worry about it. It's just like total waste of time. And it's probably not going to help my marriage a whole lot either. So, I mean, and he orders pizzas and I don't eat them. I mean, I'm dealing with the same thing, Missy. He got into the Girl Scout cookies. He doesn't even like sweets, he says. And then we got Girl Scout cookies going, but it's like, it's his choice. His choice. Because I wouldn't want him telling me what I should eat or what I should do in any part of my life. Right? I don't think you want him ordering you around. And so it's just something I have worked on for a long time. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. Every once in a while, I want to say, I thought you talked about losing some weight. And I stop myself and I say, you know what? That is only going to make me feel better. It's going to make him feel like shit. He knows how much he weighs. He knows he said he's going to lose weight in the past. He's decided to make different choices. And that's his choice. So, okay. Anonymous attendee, I am trying to figure out if I'm at -2 right now. It's been about 3.5 hours since I had breakfast. I feel comfortable, but think I can eat. Okay. So everyone's hunger signals are different, right? And there is an awesome hunger scale worksheet. I'm just posting all kinds of links today. No BS materials. I'm just going to post this page of all the No BS worksheets and materials and stuff. And y'all, that this stuff may be a little bit updated before we get our newbies on. That's one of my projects for this week. But we are moving a few things around in No BS. And actually, I could tell y'all about that. It's not anything huge by any means, but we are just moving a few things around. And then Corinne recorded a couple of new videos, and they're up already in No BS, and they're in Fresh Start. But Denise said they could stop breathing together on hunting trips. Right? I mean, I told him this morning, y'all. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't say something. I said, I laid there and listened to you stop breathing last night. It, you know, you should go to the doctor. I said that. But the deal is that he is going to say that. I mean, he heard me say that, and he can choose whether he goes to the doctor or not. And I'm not going to hound him about it. All right. So under Module 2, Fueling the Body, there is a hunger scale worksheet. And so it talks about the physical sensations for all the entire hunger scale, the thoughts that you're having, and the emotional feelings you're having. And so I'm going to go down here to -2. And so the physical sensations are a slightly empty, gentle rumbling, but no growling of your stomach, usually. And so, and your thoughts are, I'm slightly hungry, I'm ready to eat something. And you said, I think I can eat. So you may be around a -2. And then your feelings are distracted and ready to eat. But you say you feel comfortable. So I'm thinking maybe it might be more like a -1. And a meal should last you at least 3 to 4 hours or longer. So you may not quite be at your -2 yet. I mean, 3.5 hours is about the minimum amount of time for a meal. Usually. So 3 to 4 hours. So I would give it, just to be curious about it, I'd give it another 30 minutes and then reassess. Why not? Right? Just get to know your body. Be fun. Yes, Dee, you may go through No BS with April newbies. There will be information about that in tomorrow's Massive Action Line, where you can go back through and the only thing it will involve is that you will get emails every Saturday. It's another project I'm working on this week, where you will get the same email that they get every Saturday, focusing on, you know, the next module. And we're actually going to have 2 weeks where we do hunger scale challenges, speaking of the hunger scale, because they start, and I think there are 8 full weeks before we get to the next month, you know, where we start at the beginning of a month. And so you'll be getting emails for the next, or it's 7 or 8 weeks. And so that will be a Massive Action Line. Look for that in your email tomorrow, and you'll be able to sign up for those emails. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Denise, the whole stick to your own back with what you plan gets me. I'm happy with my decision. The pancakes hold me longer than the chicken salad. There you go. You like your reason. She says she also has a husband just like that, and he hunts. I told him about you getting married and that he hunts. He said, sounds like we need to meet some new friends. Oh, yes. Tell you what, he goes sit down on that deer stand all day, every day of the year. He could. Turkey season is coming up. Woohoo. Holly says she got the Food and Feelings workbook and then had a moment of anxiety, a deeper dive into my feelings. Heck yes, it is. I'm reading it too, Holly. That was a surprise. I thought I had a pretty good handle on this. I haven't started reading it yet, but planning on reading with my accountability group. Yes, Holly, it's an amazing book. And it actually, later on in the book, each chapter focuses on a specific feeling that is very common with overeating, in terms of, you know, we eat to cover up these different emotions. And where is it? Oh, it's right here. Let me tell y'all what the emotions are that are in this book. The 7 most difficult feelings for disordered eaters. I don't really like the term disordered eaters, but you know what I'm talking about, for people that eat to cover up their emotions, right? Guilt, shame, helplessness, anxiety, disappointment, confusion, and loneliness. So for me, and I just kind of went through there the other day and I was like, okay, which ones would I really identify with? And for me, definitely helplessness, definitely confusion, and then definitely loneliness as well. So, but you know, all of these feelings are things that I've felt before and I've, you know, eaten to cover them up. So this is the Food and Feelings Workbook. It's in the Kit store, kit.com/fitandfat. Okay, y'all, we've got 15 more minutes. So if anybody else wants to get coached, just raise your hand. Sarah says, if I'm hungry in 2.5 to 3 hours, does that mean I'm not eating enough, not to my 2 at the prior meal? It could, Sarah. You may want to just eat a couple of extra bites and see how much longer that lasts you. But again, a meal should last you at least 3 to 4 hours, if not longer. So just play around with it. Don't think you're doing it wrong. Don't think you got to overhaul your whole plan. Just kind of stay curious with it and see, because you don't want to have to eat very, you know, all that often, right? And so you may just be eating to a +1, +1.5, and go back to this hunger scale worksheet. And really, so it says for +2, it says your physical sensations are a feeling of enough food. You're light, but you're still light and energetic. You could do some yoga. So you could do like a downward dog. Your thought is, I'm satisfied. And then you're feeling content and satisfied. So that's how you want to think and feel when you are at a +2. Olga says, is it normal to go through a rough week feeling like I couldn't stick to my plan 100%? Yes. I think I had written a recovery worksheet every day except one. I've lost 8 since January in a total of 42 and I have 10 pounds to go. Do you suppose in my head I think I'm okay where I am? Could be. It seems as if I start to struggle at the last 10. Am I normal? Absolutely. You're totally normal with everything that's going on, because you just are going to have harder weeks than others, or rougher weeks than others, or whatever you want to call them, right? I mean, it's just the nature of life. Things happen. Things just are different each week, depending on things that are going on, depending on thoughts we're having, and things like that. And for you, the thought may be, I'm okay where I am. And it may not even be a full kind of conscious thought, but it may just kind of be in the back there hanging out. And so anytime you have an opportunity to not stick to your plan, that little thought starts to whisper to you, you're okay where you are. You can have that. You're fine. We don't need to lose another 10 pounds. I mean, we've lost 42. How awesome is that? Let's just take a break for a while. Just like, you know, take our foot off the gas a little bit. I mean, those are the sneaky little thoughts that come in. Totally normal. But for you, it's a matter of getting aware of those thoughts, and you've got aware of one of them that probably is I'm okay where I am. And then you can counteract that thought, right? With, nope, we have 10 pounds to go and I'm committed to doing this. Nope, we're doing this. You know, it's whatever thought serves you in the moment when you start to hear those little sneaky little thoughts in there about, oh gosh, we've done so good. Let's just take a break for a week. It's just a few crackers. It's not a big deal. Don't freak out. You know, that's that sneaky brain coming in trying to tell us to take our foot off the gas, when those are the moments that you have to practice saying, I hear you, brain, but I'm not going to react to that today. And the more you don't react to it, the more that voice gets more and more quiet and more pushed to the back where you just can't even hear it anymore because you're listening and practicing these new thoughts of no, I'm worth it. And no, we have 10 pounds to go and we're doing this, whatever it is. So, all right, y'all. What else? I was going to tell you all about the new course. So if you all have not seen it yet, it's under bonus courses. Big ass action. I did print out the workbook here. It's not that long. It's only 20 pages. And a few of those pages are just space for notes for the different workshops on Monday evenings. And so the first one is the actual workshop for the course, which will be this coming Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time. So y'all, if y'all want to go through this course, it's definitely one that is that's doable if you're, if you're set with the four basics. It's not something that, because it's just the four Monday nights. There's not an actual course with videos or anything like that. It's just the workbook. And then Corinne is going to be doing something every Monday night. So again, next Monday is the actual workshop where she goes over the content that is in the workbook. So you just print out the workbook and follow along. And then the next week is a Q&A, just about all about the big ass action. The third Monday is the member makeover. So that's where she will coach three people specifically on taking big ass action. And then the last Monday is the success talks. And that's the video, like we just had that last week, where we had the success talks with folks talking about their success with stopping overeating. And, I was in there with a few other folks. And so that last week will be that video and we'll do a watch party where we watch that video and we all comment together. So, oh no, Missy, I'm thinking about you and your mom. I didn't know that she had fallen. Okay, good. I'm glad you're listening while you're walking. I'll be thinking about you for sure. So that's the way the program, and actually there is a fifth Monday in April and we're going to do another Q&A and, we'll have, newbies in, so they'll be asking a ton of questions just about all kinds of stuff. So I'm so excited to get this new group in, get the new energy and just, help us remind us all about the basics. Right. And, the success talks were so fun. Last time it was fun to be on there with other members, and I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. All right, Jana, my cousin's wife is named Jana. It's spelled the same. I bet it's Jana though. I've been struggling with empty nest syndrome. I have had someone with me ever since I was 18. Do you have any pointers? So, and I don't know if it's an actual syndrome, but it's just a fact, right? If you think about the model, your circumstance is that you are alone or that you do not have anyone. That could even be a thought, right? But your circumstance is that you do not have anyone living with you, period. How do you want to think about that? And, it could even be, I've had someone with me ever since I was 18, and now I do not have anyone living with me. Very neutral statement, right? Very factual, neutral statement that everyone can agree on. And now, Jana, how do you want to think about it? You could think, I'm lonely. I don't know what to do without other people living with me. Or you could think, okay, here's my opportunity to do whatever the heck I want all day long. Right? That's the beauty of the model and the beauty of thoughts, is that we can decide to think whatever we want to about a circumstance. And so for you, and you may want to start with the feeling line first. How do you want to feel about having an empty nest? And does it even help you to call it an empty nest, or does it help you to call it empty nest syndrome? Or does it help you to just see it very factually, like there's no one living with me right now? And then how do you want to feel about that? Do you want to feel curious about how you might be spending your time now? Do you want to feel, love for yourself and getting to spend some time with yourself? Do you want to feel loving of others, like of friends and family that you want to spend time with now? You can feel however you want to feel about that circumstance. So I want you to do some journaling on that and really think about how you want to feel. And we have a ton of empty nesters or people that are not living with anyone anymore in the tribe. So if you want to post in there and talk to folks about that, y'all can even get like an accountability group together. I mean, there are a ton of folks. Missy's one of them, right? She's another one. I know her daughter got married recently. So I think she doesn't have any more kids at home. So that would be a great little accountability group to get together with and really just support each other and share ideas on, okay, what do I do now? Missy says yes. Okay, Missy, get together with Jana Dreher, Dreher. So actually, I'll make a note. If you don't hook up with her, let me know. Okay, Missy, just let me know and I'll get y'all hooked up together. Okay, let's see. Here's the next question. If you don't eat your planned breakfast, mine was a shake. Is it all planned if you eat, drink it later in the day if you are hungry? You could see that either way, right? You want to just, here's the thing about like labeling something as off plan or not. If you think it's a habit that could affect your weight loss in the future, then I would recommend calling it off plan and doing a recovery worksheet and just being curious about it, right? Because eating off plan is not a reason to beat yourself up or you're doing it wrong or whatever. You're actually doing it right because you're making mistakes and that's part of the process. And I know y'all don't love completing these recovery worksheets, but even for something like that, you could do the 2-minute drill recovery worksheet, the shorter one. And just to remind yourself, okay, why didn't I eat my shake when I had planned? You may have just not been hungry. And then you had it later in the day. But do you want to make that a habit, right? Do you want to make that something that you do? Or do you think it was just a one-time thing? You know, don't overthink it, but also don't lose your opportunity to learn. So it's like, you know, it's kind of following into that category. Don't lie to yourself and say, oh, this will never happen again. It was just a one-time thing. If you think maybe it could be a habit that's forming, just be honest with yourself, right? And being honest with yourself is not about beating yourself up and thinking that you're broken and thinking that you can't figure this out or whatever it is. It's just being honest with yourself is an opportunity to learn every single time. That's all it is. Olga says, should I be doing a TDL and daily journaling? You can, Olga. Here's the deal, y'all. I'm not going to tell y'all exactly what to do. That's not my job as a coach. I have no clue what you need to do. Only you know that. But I do know that TDL and journaling is not one of the four basics. It can definitely benefit you, but if you all don't have the four basics dialed in yet, then I wouldn't worry about TDLs and journaling yet. And that's the same thing, right? A thought download is just a brain dump. You just write down what's going on in your head, and you can call it journaling or thought download or whatever you want. Okay? So if you want to, you know, it's certainly not going to hurt you any to do it, right? So there's that. I mean, you know, but don't think you have to and then beat yourself up when you don't and all that kind of stuff. If you decide you want to do it, then just commit to it, set aside some time to do it, and do it. Oh, awesome, Amber. She says, thank you so much for doing office hours. It just sets my weekend off right while I'm cleaning and doing food prep, laundry, and getting ready to go play. I am getting ready to go play too, Amber, as a matter of fact. I'm going to take a little break from my work today and go do a little shopping. And but I have a specific thing I'm getting, right? And that's something I've learned about shopping. This will be the last thing I talk. Oh my gosh, y'all. Look at all these empty nesters over here in the comments. So Jana, look at these empty nesters. And y'all hook up, post in the tribe, and tag each other. Y'all get together, okay? Okay. Shopping had been something in the past that I used to, what we call buffer, right? That's kind of a coach term, but it is to not feel your emotions. A lot of us do that with food, but then you can also do that with shopping, spending money, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll. But, you know, there's all kinds of things we do to an extreme, you know, looking at Facebook, that kind of stuff that we can do to give us that dopamine hit that food normally gets us when we actually just need to be feeling our emotions. And so I used to, like, you know, if I wasn't eating to cover my emotions, I'd be like, oh, well, I'll just go shopping and just look around. And then I'd end up buying things and spending money and things like that. So Tracy's looking for an accountability group too. Okay, y'all get together. So I've learned from a coach that I've been working with to always shop from a list. So I am literally looking for one or two pairs of jeans and a white tank top. So that's what I'm going shopping for. I'm not walking in a store going, oh, let me see what I can see and let me see what looks cute, because I will always find something that looks cute, right? I'll always find something I want to buy, but if it's not on the list, I don't buy it. And that's if I see something, I'm going to walk in there and see something that is so cute. And you know what? That's just an urge, just like an urge for food. And I'm going to allow it. And I'm going to focus on my plan. That's exactly what a shopping list is, right? It's a purchasing plan. Just like your food plan is your food, is your eating plan. And I'm going to, just follow my plan. So that's what I'm going to go do this afternoon. So I'm looking forward to a little break. So, all right, guys, this was so fun. It kind of turned into a big old Q&A, but I love doing Q&As too. So I'm glad that some of y'all got your questions answered, even if you weren't quite comfortable getting on camera with me. And this replay will be up within the next 24 hours. I'm going to download it now. Missy says she started a post in the tribe about for empty nesters. So y'all check in there, look for Missy Shay, S-H-A-Y, and I will definitely tag Jana if she doesn't get in there, or Missy, you can, J-A-N-A-D-R-E-H-E-R, and y'all get together, all right? Okay, guys, have a great rest of your weekend. Corinne will be coaching tomorrow at noon, and as of this morning, there had not been an appointment set up for tomorrow, you know, to sign up for an appointment with Corinne. So if any of y'all want to get coached by her, you may want to go into and try to schedule an appointment and see if there's anything available, because we had to add that this morning. So, all right, guys, see you later. Bye.